My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Saturday morning, the 15th day of June, asking the question, who drank my apple juice?
Huh?
That's from Barbershop. And this is a song. We played that.
It's, you know, when I hear that song this time
what's
of year.
What's that?
Family Reunion.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the Family Reunion. That song comes on. And,
everybody.
And an auntie, you notice on the mother's board, she's turned that wig around backwards to show you something. Oh, my goodness. Family, shout out to all the families having family reunion this time of year. You know what happens when you put that song on around your kinfolk.
Anyway, threw that out there. At the top of this 9 o'clock hour, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody over in Tucker.
In Tucker.
Out there on the west side.
Yeah, man. No, it's the east side.
East side, excuse me.
Thank you.
Yeah, why am I thinking west side? That's me.
Know.
I'm on the west side.
Yeah, well, east side, man.
Two people celebrating birthdays today. Yeah, because I had the barbershop thing in there because these two are celebrating the same, they're born on the same day.
Same day?
Yes. One, a lot of people won't know, but you will know. Cedric Poilin, tennis player, and Ice Cube. Both 55 today.
Oh.
Both 55 today. Courtney Cox turned 60. Doogie Howser, or How I Met Your Mother, Neil Patrick Harris, 51. Mm-hmm. And did you remember this? You ever hear this? This is a joke from church. When at least Reverend Sykes or whoever was, you know, tell it, a joke in church, and he'd walk right up to the line and then come back. And the joke that I remember, and I'm bringing this up for a reason, is they would say something like, oh, y'all know church member Helen. She just came up and brought me a really, very nice piece of costume jewelry that somebody must have lost out there. So we want to make sure that you all know about this piece of jewelry. So it is over there. That's where she's sitting. So if you have lost a piece of jewelry, you need to go to hell and hunt for it. That was a church joke, right? And I say that because today is Helen Hunt's birthday.
The Helen Hunt.
The actual Helen Hunt. So that was a church joke for her. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And sitting in the bullpen, ready to talk baseball, and we didn't expect to have him on, but we're always happy to, is Miles Garrett from Fox 5. But before we get into what's going on with these Braves, we also know that you keep an eye and follow what's going on with the Falcons, and they made some news this past week. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, just the news that came down and how that affects anything, or is it just people going to reach in their pockets and pull out a couple checks?
Yeah, good morning, guys, first of all. And Second, I think Mike Florio is not having a good morning reacting to all this Falcon stuff. I don't know if anyone was paying attention to that. He was absolutely losing his mind over this Falcons news. But regardless, it was a little bit surprising, honestly, given the fact that, you know, in the weeks leading up to this, Adam Schefter and basically all the in-the-know type reporters in regards to the Falcons were like, yeah, you know, this is probably going to be a pretty serious tampering punishment, especially compared to what the Eagles might get at that time. Now, all these weeks later, we find out the Eagles get no punishment, and the Falcons just lose a fifth-round, fourth-round pick. So, you know, it's not that bad of a punishment given the circumstances of getting the quarterback that you need and really, frankly, what you thought you were going to lose at the end of the day. Okay. So I think this is just a slap on the wrist, really, for the Falcons.
And Miles, and listen, I was remiss. I didn't do the breakdown. Could you just take a second, and because you mentioned some of the names of the people reporting it nationally, and what the Falcons were being fined for, and who were those names, and just to, for those in our audience who don't know.
Yeah, so when it comes to NFL news and all that kind of stuff, usually I take Adam Schefter's word when it comes to that. He was basically the one making all these, not assumptions, but saying reports that, you know, the tampering punishment the Falcons were supposedly going to get for this whole Kirk Cousins thing. And again, for listeners who may not be familiar with the whole situation, Kirk Cousins' introductory press conference was talking about how he had contact with the Falcons trainers before the, I guess the right term is the window that you're allowed to basically speak to a team before you actually sign. So Kirk kind of gave it away there a little bit in his press conference. But outside of that, yeah, I mean, Adam Schefter seemed to indicate that it was going to be a serious punishment. If you go back, you know, a couple of years, the NFL does take these types of things very seriously. I mean, you go back to the Miami Dolphins trying to get Tom Brady and Sean Payton together. That cost them a first-round pick. So I think there was a lot of talk, maybe fear, that this was going to happen to Atlanta. I know a lot of Vikings fans seem to think that they were going to maybe swap picks or the Falcons were going to lose a first-round pick and give it to Minnesota. None of that ended up happening. Just losing a fifth-round pick, I think, is an absolute win scenario for the Falcons in a situation like this.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline is one with Miles Garrett. Always great to catch up with him, and he is social. You can always find him at Miles Garrett TV, at Miles Garrett TV. The thing that surprised me is that they included two other players, reportedly. You know, not just Kirk Cousins. I don't know if you were expecting that or not.
Yeah, no, I guess maybe Darnell Mooney was a name that I could have seen on there, just because when we spoke to Darnell Mooney around the same time that Kirk Cousins was signed, he was talking about how, hey, you know, Kirk reached out to me about signing the team, which, again, you don't know exactly what the language is and when and where these conversations were being had, but I know Mooney specifically had mentioned that he had been speaking with Kirk about teaming up to come to Atlanta. So that name didn't really surprise me. Charlie Warner, I think, was a little bit of a surprise, the tight end coming from San Francisco, formerly of the Georgia Bulldogs. But I think that name was...
Oh, we might have lost Miles.
No, wouldn't be surprised.
You broke up, Miles. We lost you. You must have went under a bridge or something. Again, Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, man, how do we fix, unless you got one more Falcons, how do we fix this Braves team? And what's going on with them?
I think you broke up that time. You asking about the Braves?
Yeah, I said, how do we fix this Braves team, man?
Oh, goodness. Well, again, I've said this on the show multiple times. It's a very, very long season. Now, all that being said, this is probably the most concerning stretch we've seen for the Atlanta Braves since probably 2017. So how do you fix it? I think Alex Anthopoulos needs to make multiple moves here before the trade deadline, one of which, obviously, you got to figure out this number five starter at pitcher. But I don't think that's the primary concern for this team. The team's not hitting, which is something I don't think any of us expected to see coming into this season. Obviously, the absence of a guy like Ronald Acuna Jr. is huge, but even when he was in the lineup, he was struggling to hit as well. Now, the last couple of games have been encouraging. You see Austin Riley get the bats going a little bit, but then you lose Michael Harris. He's going on the 10-day disabled list. So there's a lot of things to consider here. I, for one, think the Braves need to go out and get another outfielder, maybe even two. Luis Robert is a guy that I have my eye on as far as a guy that they can potentially get who may not be too difficult to get, if for lack of a better term, comparatively speaking to some of the other names out there, but they got to get the bats going. These guys just aren't hitting right now, and that's what they have to do right now.
When's the – oh, God.
The amazing thing is people are now starting to talk about All-Star game and who makes the All-Star team. When the season began, my goodness, you would think half the Braves' starting lineup was going to make it. And now we're talking two, maybe three at the most from the Braves make it to the All-Star team.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think right now Marcell Ozuna is as sure a lock as you're going to get, right? I mean, I think right now Ozuna has probably got some MVP talk going around his name. I think Ohtani and some of those other guys are kind of overshadowing what he's been able to do at the DH position with just all the success he's had. He's leading the National League in home runs.
Can you guys believe that?
But, yeah.
I mean, can you believe that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's pretty shocking, though, isn't it? I mean, coming into this season, we know what he was able to do really the second half of last year where he kind of turned it on. But as far as being the Braves' number one hitter after what we've seen from this lineup, I don't think anyone really expected that. But here we are. He's the primary all-star candidate for this team, really maybe the only all-star candidate for this team, especially on the offensive side. You know, I'm assuming that Max Fried and maybe some others will probably gain some traction here. But really, as far as the offensive side, he's really the only guy you've had so far. So, you know, they'll take what they can get this year, but I don't think we're going to see the numbers of 7 or 8 like we did last year.
Stay with me on this one, and I want both of you, if you can think of somebody, to chime in here real quick. As we sit here on the day that Wade Boggs is celebrating a birthday, I think about the transition from him from the Red Sox to the Yankees, getting the chip when he was with the Yankees. I don't remember him slumping toward that last little bit of time with the Red Sox, but I guess what I'm asking you is, you guys subscribe to the theory that there's players out there, really good, if not great players, who come into a slump, they get traded, they sign with another team, and they have like a rebirth. And I was trying to think of the last time that happened. Can you think of somebody that happened? Because then I'm going to ask you a question about a guy. But when was the last time in your mind that happened? Let's say a pitcher, an everyday player, that got a kind of a rebirth after going somewhere else, kind of struggling a little bit. I was trying to think of an old Brave. Miles, anyone come to mind for you? And if not,
I mean, Josh Donaldson is the first guy that comes to mind. I know he wasn't a trade deadline guy per se, but I mean, I remember when he came to Atlanta, he really kind of he got a contract after Atlanta that he probably didn't deserve just because of what he did in Atlanta that he wasn't doing prior. So he's the guy that immediately comes to mind. I don't know what you got, Sam.
Okay, no, but go ahead, Sam.
I'm almost thinking the guy who possibly, you know, who's with this Braves team now and Chris Sale, that some people wondered when he was coming up with what you were going to get, if he was capable of recapturing this type of form. And he's been the stalwart for this pitching staff. Also, Ronaldo Lopez may get some outside consideration for the All-Star team. But he's a guy that I would think about.
Okay, but Chris Sale is a good one, but he's a pitcher, and I want to stay off pitcher. But that kind of level of performer at that position, you guys have been talking about, and I agree with you 100%, it's the bats. That's the issue. If I told you there was a bat out there, but you got to take a shot at him, would you do so? And there's a name out there right now, Jose Abreu, former MVP. He just got released.
Yes.
Would you think that guy could get turned around by Brian Snitker and bring him in and fit him into this lineup, a lineup that, by the way, is fluid. So he doesn't necessarily have to be the number 3 bat or 4 bat or 8 or 9. But I think that he needs a rebirth, and you know he's got the talent. What do you think, Miles?
I mean, again, it all depends on the price, right? I mean, Alex Anthopoulos has become a master at really finding bargain deals of sorts for any of these trade deadline guys or guys in the offseason. Now, I think he would be a very valuable piece of this lineup, especially just because of his veteran presence. I mean, you look back to the guys that he was able to get back in 2021, Jock Peterson, mm-hmm. Jorge Soler, Eddie Rosario, you know, all those, Adam Duvall. You know, these are all veteran guys that he was able to get at relatively discount price. And, you know, I think that's the bottom line, what it's going to come down to, because if history serves, that's what Alex Anthopoulos operates on, is, you know, getting guys for cheap, relatively speaking.
Yeah,
I mean,
the bat that you
this farm system is a lot different than what it was back then. This farm system is not as bountiful and plentiful as it used to be. So you're going to have to be a little bit careful about who you're trading right now.
Right, and I agree with you 100%. He's got $30 million owed by from Houston still, and however that gets negotiated out. But I'm telling you, everything that we've talked about here, falls into what this guy is if he can clear the fog and become somewhat of a player he was just 2 years ago. I don't know what happened down there in Houston. Maybe Dusty leaving was the problem. But
he's also 37. Hey, listen, that could be it,
too. You just need him for one season, right? You just need him for one season. Just be a stopgap. Hey, Miles, man, as always, we appreciate it.
I appreciate it, fellas. Hope you guys have a good weekend.
There you go.
You too, man. Thanks
Miles
a lot
Garrett,
for the time.
Fox 5. One thing we didn't get into, and we were going to talk a little NFL, there was an announcement made last week that will affect, probably during the playoff season for the NFL. Taylor Swift announced that her concert tour ends in December. I mean, she literally made a big announcement about it. This thing is over in early December.
Just in case you're wondering.
Just in case you're wondering. I can be back here to stir up noise in the NFL. Anyway, up next, speaking of stirring up stuff, Jason Longshore is going to join us. Atlanta United, speaking of Houston.
Yeah.
They are taking on Houston. And listen, we're just going to just turn the microphones on for Jason and let him just talk. Because I don't know what questions to ask him and just, yeah, how you doing? How you feeling? What do you expect?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And by the way, if you can't get in front of Atlanta United Houston, pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Your mom please, but she still said no. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 15th day of June. Thank you again for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. We will be back tomorrow morning. I got to wonder when we talked this through and we said, you know, it'd be great every week just before an Atlanta United game, we get Jason Longshore on here, get everybody pumped up and talk about the team and everything that's about to happen.
And even if he's somewhere where it's snowing.
And snow, he don't care. He's whoever, just right? over he's the.
A, right, you know.
I'm wondering if he wants his money back. and we wouldn't be mad at him. But Jason, he has stepped up and been that dude. In the face of adversity, this team is going through everything. He has still come on here and you know, just been a professional.
Yep.
And had some fun with us, too. So, good morning, Jason.
Getting ready to get this
good
thing
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
It's sports, y'all. Things happen. You can do everything right and can't get the result. And you can never guarantee wins in this thing, in any sport. So, you know, it's just how it is.
I look at this year regardless of how it plays out, as the character building year of this team, and they're going to look back and look at the things that happened from coaching to players, everything from top to bottom, and when the success does come, they will take and look back and say, we took this from this year, and we took this from this year, and we applied it moving forward, and that's how we found success. How's that? Is that a good way to look at it?
I mean, I think across the board, it's. When you come into the league, and it's funny how expansion teams in leagues, how that's changed over the years. I mean, you guys remember when expansion teams would come in and you'd be bad for 5 years. You couldn't come in and be competitive straight out of the gate. That's flipped in pretty much every league. But what happens and what's interesting is, I don't know if it's better or worse, they give you these opportunities to be really good straight out of the gate. But then it's very hard to maintain that. And that's what I think Atlanta United has found. You know, the margins in MLS, I think, compared to other leagues in the United States, I think the margins are smaller in terms of being a winner and a team that struggles to get results. I think it's harder to get past it. I think it's harder to win games on the road in this league than other leagues. There's other things with the salary cap and the way the league's structured that just make it difficult to stay on top. It's hard to get there. It's harder to stay there. And look, when you have those things happen and then you get a year like this one for Atlanta United, where whether it's injuries, whether it's video assistant referees getting involved when they shouldn't, that we find out about a week later, things like that, it's tough. And Atlanta United's going through it right now, and they've got to find a way out of it with a fresh start starting tonight.
All right, so let me ask you this, Jason. On the heels of everything that you just said and talking about expansion teams, and some could just trip and fall into a championship early on, you take that's a part of MLS, and then you throw in what happened this year. Moving forward, what is that and the Messi factor going to play into how this looks moving forward for expansion teams and other teams, period, and other players coming to MLS for a little bit?
Yeah, it's all changing. I mean, you know, we're going to see, in my opinion, over
you know, probably the next 10 years, if we want to look at it on a bigger scale, the salary cap is going to go up a lot. The amount of spending that teams can put into their roster, however the rules get modified or updated or even maybe slimmed down a little bit, and it's just a flat amount that teams can spend. I think whatever, however you put it, teams are going to be able to spend more money on their roster. And that means you're going to be able to get a higher caliber player across your roster, not just at the top end, the Messi, Luis Suarez kind of guys, but that second level player is going to get better. Your depth is going to get better. So the league's going to get even more competitive. And that's what's going to get so interesting about it is you add on top of all that the next generation of players coming up in this country who are growing up in a professional league environment, which they never really have had up until this point, where players are being trained properly starting at 10, 11, 12 years old and able to really chase those professional dreams. It's only going to improve every level of the league across the board over this next decade.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline, always great to catch up with Jason Longshore, especially when Atlanta United is going to be playing over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this evening. Houston Dynamo in town, and you can hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason, we know we're coming back from a break, and a lot of players got a chance to spend some time with their national team. Some are still there. So thoughts about what is a reassembled so far, not the complete complement of players for this match tonight.
Yeah, you're missing Saba Lobjanidze, you're missing Bartosz Lisz, who are away at the European Championships. Both of their teams, Poland and the Republic of Georgia, will be getting into action here shortly in the tournament. You're also missing Luis Abram with the Peruvian national team as the Copa America starts next week. So that's three.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, starting level players that you're going to have to deal with their absences. Yorgos Giakoumakis, you're going to have to deal with his absence. And there hasn't been an announcement as of yet about what is next for him. There have been pictures of him in Mexico City. That's where Cruz Azul is based. So I think you can start to put two and two together and figure out that, you know, things are moving. And when that gets done, announced, is official, and whatever timeline we're talking about, that's another absence that you're going to have to go out and replace. In the short term, with the guys who are away with their national teams, you've got to use your depth. And you're looking at guys like Edwin Mosquera on the wing, potentially coming in for Sabo Lobgenidze. We've already seen Dax McCarty start to play more and more as of late. Jay Fortune, I think, is another player to really keep an eye on in that midfield. I think you're seeing him grow up in front of our eyes as he came through the academy and is showing a lot of leadership in key situations. And on the back line, we've seen Noah Cobb and Efrain Morales play a good bit this season already. Two more young players. Cobb was away with the U.S. U19 national team, won games in Argentina and in Uruguay over the last week. So you're going to have these guys step up right now. And you're just at that point where it's going to be hard to establish a changed playing identity because you don't have your full complement of players, and you're going to go into a week next week where you play a game on Wednesday, play another game on Saturday, and you've got to rotate guys to keep them fresh. So you're going to have to find ways to win. I really think it comes down to the 1v1s, to the 2v1s, to the combinations on the field, not the full 11 at times, but combinations that work. If the right back and the right winger, for example, can get on the same page and get in behind, you're going to have to look for those little building blocks in these games to get through and get some results.
It's Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. The Houston Dynamo, tell us what we need to know about this team.
Tough defensive team. They haven't been a good offensive team this season. They're dealing with players away, just like everybody is right now with international competitions going on. This is a team that won the Open Cup last year. They are a very good team that this year, kind of similar to Atlanta, hasn't found the goals that they need to be higher up in the table. But Houston out in the Western Conference, which I don't think is at the same level as the East across the board, they're in a little bit better position in the table. Hector Herrera, the former Atletico Madrid central midfielder, former Mexican national team midfielder, you're talking about one of the, you know, top experienced players in the league, and they're going to need a lot of him right now because I think their best player is Coco Carrasquilla, but he is away with the Panamanian national team coming up into the Copa America. So it's Houston is a team that is a tough one to break down, but for Atlanta United, I think this week they've had to focus so much on themselves that it's not really about what Houston can do that will hurt them. I think Houston's going to be well organized. They're going to be tough to break down. Not basic, not simple, but you kind of know what to expect. For Atlanta United, you've got to find things that give you confidence. You've got to find those connections on the field that can give you some momentum in matches. They've had to focus on themselves more than looking towards the opponent.
There you go. All right, man. Well, listen, we take what you say and put it in the hope box and go into a match today. You know, hopefully that home field, you know, will be an advantage today. But listen, you've done a great job as far as keeping spirits up and the optimism up as you've talked through this, the lulls that this team has gone through this year. So as always,
let's see if the interim makes a difference.
Yeah, it did last time, right?
Yeah, he did a good job last time. Let's see if Rob Valentino does one.
All right, buddy.
I mean, look, you guys know how it is. When the manager changes, and then it's kind of clear to the players across the roster, because the easy change is the manager versus all the players. Mm-hmm. Next, players start to realize that jobs are on the line, and desperation kicks in, and you start to see things maybe change a little bit, and you need to start seeing that now. That's just where it is.
There you go. Jason Longshore. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
There you go. Jason Longshore joining us here. We're going to turn things over to Mr. Fricky at top of the hour, to Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. I just thought about something. I was hoping I wouldn't forget, because I didn't write it down.
Why didn't you do that? Why did you not write it
down? Well, I didn't have the ability to, because I was driving at the time when I had the thought. And it was about a coworker of ours. And I thought, I'm going to try and pull him out and tell him this. Because, see, we talk about the film industry all the time here, right? We talk about who play who role, and I could see this person doing this and that. And it hit me this past week. And they may make a movie about a certain show. So I'm going to reach out, and if he's listening right now, if he has a moment, he's following us, John Fricke. I want you to know, John, I was thinking of you this past week. You and I have talked publicly and privately about the film industry. Not that you want to jump into it with both feet, but you've talked to me about it and shown some interest. And I think I talked about your wife's favorite movies, whatever. But we've talked about the industry. Well, this week, if you are available, John Fricke, before you come on here at the top of the hour, give me a call, because I want to share a role I think he should be cast as.
Whoa.
Now, on the surface, you're going to think this is an insult, but it is not. This is not that at all. I think he is the person who could play this without having to go to a whole lot of acting classes. He'd kind of be him, just being himself. And I think he'd be the perfect person, and I think you would agree. So if John calls, if we just bust into whatever we're talking about here, because I don't want to put it out there yet, and I want to get your opinion on it too.
Right.
I know I'm leaving myself out there, but this is what casting directors do, right? They see things in you that others don't. I can't believe some of the things I've been asked to audition for. And then people tell you, well, no, because you have this thing about you, Greg. And a long time ago, my mother told me, folks see you differently than how you see yourself.
Oh, well, yeah. Absolutely.
So
That's different. While we wait to see if he gives us a call.
Let's see if John gives us a call.
We'll remind people that the Braves are in action today. 4:10 start time out of Truist. It will be nice and toasty out there. Charlie Morton is going to get the start for the Braves today and see if he can make it a third straight win. They won last night 7-3. Over Tampa Bay Rays, lost Michael Harris the second there with a hamstring early in the game. And so we'll see how the team adjusts and what type of lineup Brian Snitker is going to run out there today. But it will be toasty out there today, and tomorrow's game is at 1:35. So if you're going to take Dad to the ballpark tomorrow, which you decide what y'all going to do with Dad tomorrow,
We'll put him in the garage.
You're gonna stand in that long line for that brunch or whatever it is.
Well,
you know,
Pop should let them know they want to do the same thing. Well,
yeah, I don't know.
Air conditioned line.
Pop want to stand in the line for brunch.
I got the place. It'll probably be packed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Top Golf. Y'all get to eat. You get to watch some games, and you get to hit the golf balls. And you don't have to know how to play golf. Because last time I was out there, the folks that came with us, it was like for my birthday thing, and the person who won never plays golf. Never played the game, but beat me handily.
Oh, hey.
Beat everybody.
Okay.
Because that's what Top Golf is. It levels the playing field. Guys go out there thinking, yeah, 200 yards out there right now.
Yeah, yeah.
None of that. No. Then you get the kid going, trickle it right off the top. And it rolls right in the middle, center one. So, yeah, Top Golf's
that's
always
an
a good
idea.
Call.
That's an idea. That's something cool for that.
But you better call up now and see if there's a, you got what, the one on Chattahoochee in town. You got the one Alpharetta.
Alpharetta, and you got one in Buford.
In Buford, okay.
Well, by Marley, Georgia.
Give them a shout.
Yeah.
Give them a shout.
Yeah, do that. That's something you can do. You know what, Dad, if you're going to put something on the grill, boy, it's hot to be out on the grill tomorrow. Wow,
No, you grill early and then you can make it warm it up. I listen, mid-90s, you make the adjustments. You make the call.
What are y'all getting there? You can get one of them short sets with the socks that come up to his knees.
Hey, I'm trying to see if Mr. Fricky reach back out to us here. I'm trying to get him because I really want to tell him this.
Okay.
I mean, I literally said, I think I almost said, you know, what's that phrase that you say when you have an idea that pops into your head and you say something?
Yeah.
I forgot what the phrase is, but anyway, I'm.
I say write it down.
Well, I normally would, but I was driving and I couldn't. Again, APB out for John Fricky. Give us a call here. I want to get him in the theater. Because, see, I think about this a lot. I think about projects that have fallen through the cracks that the actor could have played that could have propelled their career. Two that stand out to me. Now, the one, the guy didn't need it.
Okay.
And I think that there was a missed opportunity for, and they made the show, but they didn't make a movie about Hawaii Five-0. And back, and if they'd have done that like in the late 90s, early 2000s, Alec Baldwin would have been perfect. The hair, I mean, right? That's like, okay. That's Steve McGarrett.
Okay.
Right there.
Yep.
But the other one was a really good script and an autobiography of Pearl Bailey. And if that were written, Queen Latifah.
Hmm.
I mean, that's dead on Pearl Bailey. You can't see that?
Yeah, I could.
I saw those two happening, and they never came to fruition. So I think about these people who I think would play these roles perfectly, of these characters, who you know they're going to make movies about.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Pearl Bailey is one of those that should be May. Pearly May. That one of my mother's favorite. But she was an early, not singer, not just, you know, actress. She was an entertainer.
Right, right.
And there
very
weren't,
versatile.
There, yeah, exactly.
Really
there weren't
versatile.
Many black women that had her skill set and were given the opportunity to show it. Because she was showing up everywhere back in the day. You know, Ed Zellman, Johnny Carr. There's a famous footage of her and Johnny singing. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, again, I missed out on that one. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to honestly ask you this.
Yep.
Do you care about what's going on with the U.S. Open? I mean, and we got into a golf thing earlier, and I'm not going to do a deep dive into this, but we got a major tournament going on this week.
Right.
Last week it was in tennis world. It was all about, you know, the French Open. And by the way, would you think about the news Rafael Nadal is going to blow off Wimbledon to get ready for the Olympics?
For the Olympics, just to go out and play with Alcaraz. They're going to play doubles together. As Spain has said who their Olympic team for tennis will be. We haven't heard who the U.S. team is going to be yet. That's got to be coming pretty soon. But people were wondering, as they were leaving Roland Garros, will this be the last time for Rafael Nadal? And we found out that he will be back playing doubles with Carlos Alcaraz.
Okay. All right, Sam, we got to break in.
What we got?
We have Mr. Fricky.
Oh, my.
We have Mr. John
Fricky.
Oh,
do we now?
First of all, we haven't talked to him on the air in a very long time. And we know that we respect the fact that he likes to prep for his show, okay? And so we haven't really bothered him in a while. But, John, I thank you for calling in and giving me a moment, and I want you to know, first and foremost, I was thinking of you this past week.
Well, I appreciate that, Greg. You're not bothering me. I just usually am, you know, trying to prepare right up until the last minute and running around here at the Northern Kia Studios doing what I got to do.
Okay.
How you doing, Sam?
All right. Always great to hear you, man.
Yeah, it's about a bunch of OGs sitting around on a Saturday morning.
Well, I don't know if you heard my analogy earlier. I gave a couple, before I get into you, I was talking about a couple roles. I think about this. You know, I wish they'd make a movie about this person and this particular actor or actress could play them. And I brought up, like, and I think you can remember the old Hawaii Five-0. If they had done the remake in like, the 90s or 2000s, and they wanted a dead-on Steve McGarrett, it would have been Alec Baldwin. With that hair, I mean, he's dead. And plus, he was the actor to do it, I believe. So that was one.
I don't want to know about the shooting schedule on that. But
no, stop it. Back in the day. All right, the other one was Pearl Bailey. Big time, just a
boy, ball. You are real old school.
Well, I brought it. Well, that's what they do.
You're all out there going,
but John,
who?
They make movies about older stars. So I'm saying Queen Latifah playing Pearl Bailey.
Well, I guess it would, introduce an entirely new generation.
That's what
the
they do.
Of 60 to Pearl
That's
Bailey.
What I'm saying. They make movies about old stars. All right, so here's what I was thinking this past week. Please don't take this as an insult. I just thought of something that you could do tomorrow and not have to go.
Oh, let me guess.
Acting
let me guess.
Sure.
Yeah. Charlie Chaplin. Where no. I would just not talk.
Oh.
He's poking at me because I went back and I get some old school stuff. No, but this is something from that was very prominent throughout the 60s and 70s as a TV show. If they were to ever make a movie about them, and I think this is more of about a Don Hewitt thing, 60 Minutes, and the correspondents, the famous journalists that were a part of that show, and just that show and what it meant to American television. Were they to do something like that, I saw you as Andy Rooney.
Oh, thanks.
No. See, again, don't take it as an insult. This dude
no,
was...
No, it's just, it would be... No, I just, I'm not that heavy. I mean,
I get it. You get what I'm talking about.
No, I get it. I mean, yeah. why do you think,
you know, like
I mean, what do you think about Bill Belichick dating a 24-year-old and violating the rule of nine? Do you guys know what the rule of nine is?
Rule of nine.
Explain.
All right, the rule of nine is when you're a guy, you can only date a girl half your age plus nine. That means when you're 18, half your age is nine, plus nine is 18. When you're 18, you can only date an 18-year-old, okay? So if you're 72, like you got Bill Belichick, then half your age is 36, then the youngest you can go is 45. 36 plus nine is 45. Oh, no, he's at 24, okay? He went the other way.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean... Right.
I was all ready to explain my theory about Andy Rooney, and then he took me into this.
Why?
He doesn't have to sound like him. He doesn't have to sound like him. He doesn't have to look like him.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
I mean,
you do
Andy
not.
Rooney you got to be Ed Bradley. You got to sound like Ed Bradley. You just have to sound like
him. Okay, guys, listen. No. This is how casting directors go. There is a cadence. Okay. There's a cadence that needs to be recognized. It doesn't have to be an impression, because if you try to do an impression, it's insulting. Will Smith did not do an impression of Ali. He just had a cadence in the way he spoke. That's why the movie was pulled off the way it was. He did not look 100% like Ali, but again, there was enough there. And the acting is the other part of that.
Okay,
so I'm just saying the cadence.
Right. I mean, if you're going to do NPR, you just have to be boring. You know, I mean, I get it.
Nah, again, you're missing. I thought this was going to be a compliment to him.
Yikes.
And by the way, when he's talking about the age thing, you guys heard of Anthony Kiedis? You know about him? He's the lead singer of... Exactly. Anthony Kiedis, the lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers. His girlfriend he's 61. She's 21.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Oh, okay.
So he doesn't follow that rule, that nine thing rule.
No.
Yeah, no.
I thought this was going to go a whole lot better by bringing 39. John in here and giving him a compliment this way. But
see, this is what you get for doing that.
I'm sorry.
Crack the mic, I got something for you.
What you got coming up?
Yeah, what you got? Time. What you want to tell us about?
By the way, in casting call, you know the job I always wanted. I mean, I wanted to be John Facenda, right? I mean, that's what I always wanted. Right?
Okay.
You
know, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the job. You know, the National Football League. I mean, that's the one I wanted, right?
Okay.
And so, if they ever did something on Facenda, sure. I mean, I'd be in there and I'd be in like Flynn. So, and that's an old school reference.
Talk about an old school. He's bringing up a James Coburn movie. Bringing up Lee Marvin's brother.
You know the great trivia question. Wait, you know the great trivia question about James Coburn?
I think I just answered it. What is it?
What's that? Oh,
who his brother is?
He's on the. No.
Okay.
James Coburn, and Sam may know this, a Band on the Run. On the album cover, he's one of the people on the album cover, Band on the Run.
You talking about McCartney and Wings?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know to look.
Look at the album cover. Okay, there's James Coburn. He's in the back, standing right behind Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Yeah, there's James Coburn.
Did you know who his brother is?
Why is James Coburn in this photo?
Did you know who his brother is?
Dick Coburn.
No, his brother's Lee Marvin.
Oh, I didn't know they were brothers.
Yeah, they were. That's why he changed his name.
Yeah,
they are actual brothers. The same thing with Warren Beatty and Shirley MacLaine.
Well, that I knew.
Yeah,
that I knew. No, I didn't know that he and Lee Marvin. And Lee Marvin was, all right. Now you're just gone way old school. So anyway, speaking of old school, you know, the Braves hit a home run yesterday. Old school, right?
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
Yeah,
hey, this is perfect. We can end on this. I asked the question to Myles Garrett of Fox 5. We were talking about the Braves. And do you, John, subscribe to the theory in baseball that there is a guy throughout the years of baseball, there's been a player who was great, very good on one team. He hit a lull, got traded, or was picked up by another team, and there was a rebirth with that player. the Brave.
You mean Sammy Sosa?
Okay, that's a good one. I'm sure there's a bunch more. If you think that the Braves need a bat, and you think that Brian Snitker can maybe turn a guy around, there is a person out there who is a reclamation project and could have a rebirth, and is it worth it? And the name is Jose Abreu. Would you take a chance on him?
Not at his price, no. Okay. He wants coin. No.
Yeah, he's got $30 million left by the Astros, and I just wondered, he got released, and he's sitting out there, and I just wondered.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's not probably where I would go.
Okay.
Though, the idea of trash cans to give our guys signals might not be a bad thing. I'm just saying.
Hey, 5 minutes away from this Noel Coward-esque humor. John,
all right, bye,
John Fricke coming up here. John, thanks John. Man, for joining us. I appreciate it. And putting up with this nonsense. Anyway, John Fricke coming up top of the hour. Mr. Crenshaw?
Yeah.
We're going to be back here tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Doing it all over again. We got Terrell Thomas. He's going to join us. We got Dustin Long will be joining us. And on Father's Day, a sports dad.
Sports dad.
Who is that? You're going to have to turn in and find out.
Yeah.
Noel, thank you for everything. For the rest of you, have yourself a great day. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.